If it has been off for more than 24 hours, additional contraception, such as condoms, is usually needed for a few days.
Eine Kundin sucht eine alternative Verhütungsmethode zur Minipille und lässt sich in der Apotheke beraten, das an sich ist nichts Ungewöhnliches. Aber die Dame spricht nur Englisch. Hätten Sie alle passenden Vokabeln dabei? Unsere aktuelle Folge Englisch for PTA Contraception hilft Ihnen. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und polieren Sie Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Eingelesen haben den Dialog Native Speakerin Jane Funke und ihre Tochter. Jane Funke erstellt gemeinsam mit Apothekerin Hannelore Gießen seit vielen Jahren die Serie Englisch for PTA für uns. Und damit hallo und herzlich willkommen beim PTA-Funk, dem Podcast für PTA und alle, die neugierig sind auf die Arbeit in der öffentlichen Apotheke. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin von Das PTA-Magazin. Unsere Website mit dem passenden Englischartikel zum Nachlesen ist direkt unter dem Podcast in den Shownotes verlinkt. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen. Und nun, listen and repeat.
Excuse me, I'd like some advice on contraception, if that's possible. A few basic facts would be good. I want to be well informed before discussing my personal situation with my gynecologist.
Yes, of course. Let's go into our counselling room where we can talk more privately.
Thank you.
So, what would you like to know?
I've been on the mini pill for some time now, and it has to be taken at around the same time every day. My new job involves a lot of travelling and time shifts of 8 hours or more. I need to find a new solution.
I see. Some mini pills have a very strict time frame of only a few hours, although others are a bit more flexible. In your situation, a method that doesn't require daily intake might be more suitable. For example, an intrauterine device, also called an IUD.
Yes, I have thought about that, but I'm not really keen on the idea.
Have you considered using a vaginal ring or a contraceptive patch?
I'm not really sure how they work.
Both methods are combined hormonal contraceptives. They release hormones into the bloodstream, which prevent ovulation. They also thicken the cervical mucus and make the lining of the uterus less suitable for implantation. The ring is made of soft, flexible plastic and has a diameter of about 5 centimeters. You insert it into the vagina as you would a tampon. It stays in place for 21 days. Then you remove it and have a 7-day break before inserting a new one. If inserted at the beginning of your period, it works immediately. Otherwise, additional contraception is recommended for the first 7 days.
How effective is it?
More than 99% when used correctly.
What can go wrong?
Well, you might forget to take the ring out at the correct time or to replace it. And some medicines and herbal remedies, like St. John's wort, can interfere with how the vaginal ring works.
And what about the patch?
The same applies to the patch. It works in a similar way, but it's worn externally on the skin.
How big is it? And where does it go?
It's about 5 centimeters by 5 centimeters. You wear it on an area of clean, dry, hairless skin, at the top of your arm or back, on your buttocks or your tummy.
And how long do I leave it on?
You wear it for 7 days and then replace it with a new one. You repeat this with the second and third patches. From day 21, you have 7 patch-free days before starting over again.
Is the patch just as effective as the ring?
When used correctly, yes.
What would happen if the patch came off?
That depends on how long it has been off and at what point in your cycle. If it has been off for more than 24 hours, additional contraception, such as condoms, is usually needed for a few days.
What about the risks?
Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Is there any family history of blood clots, blocked arteries, heart disease, or migraine with an aura?
I get migraine.
In that case, it's important to clarify whether you have migraine with aura. If that is the case, combined hormonal contraceptives are generally not recommended. Your gynecologist will assess the situation carefully and help you choose the safest option.
I'm very grateful for your help.
You're welcome.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie uns zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Und wenn Sie ein Thema haben, das Ihnen am Herzen liegt, einfach an uns schreiben. Auf Wiedersehen, Ihre Julia Pflegel.